the Ash Wednesday exhortation, the 40 days of Lent. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble reflection, born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, and in the power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless these 40 days of Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. Amen. Litany, page 288, we stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord,
to rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
The imposition of the ashes as we sing the hymn. You may be seated. Thank you. Page 290, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go up to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way, also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities, and I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Please stand.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace. Amen. Continue page 189 with the salutation.
Behold, you are the Lord, you teach me. earth and snow.
Trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues, at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day, number 424. You may be seated.
See what it means to have a clean heart a gracious Lord, true righteousness, and a lasting treasure. O Christ, you walk the road our wandering feet must go. You faced with us temptation's power and fought our ancient foe. This Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, we will see Jesus in the wilderness defeating the temptations of the devil. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives us a clean heart because his heart is clean and he has overcome the foe for us. All around the world, people have a black cross on their forehead just like you. Ashes that we return to ashes, and a cross because Christ is our salvation. Every pastor can tell you a thought that really is not morbid, and don't think it is morbid. Every Ash Wednesday, when we put the ashes on our foreheads, one of us may not be here next year, and we may actually be ashes in the ground. That is not a morbid thought, because sin has spoiled God's world. We die, we get sick, there's violence and wickedness because sin, death, and the devil has spoiled the entire world. Christ came to defeat the power of the devil, but these ashes and that cross reminds us it cost him his life, his death on the cross, being placed in the ground for us. As we sing each week in Psalm 51 in the offertory, according to your steadfast love, wash me from my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We need a clean heart. When something is dirty, it must be cleansed. When our hearts are dirty from sin, these hearts are polluted and they need to be cleansed. God, in his abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, as David said, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities, O God of my salvation. We have all done things of which we are ashamed. We have all done things that condemn us. But our unclean hearts are made clean by Christ, who defeated the ancient foe for us. Secondly, we have a gracious Lord. No bread of earth alone can fill our hungry hearts. Lord, help us seek your living word, the food your grace imparts. Joel says, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You fathers and your mothers, you love your children. When they do something that upsets you, you are rightly upset. And you may punish them, but you want them to be cleansed. You want them to return. You don't want them to go away. You want them to come back. Our Heavenly Father is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The hundreds of times you've come to confess your sins here in church and on your own, the Lord doesn't say, that's it. You've done it 100 times, 101 times, you're out. No, he would never do that. He is your Father. He is your gracious Lord. Like the Father who received back the prodigal son, bringing him the robe, coming and bringing a dinner for him and embracing him, the Heavenly Father is gracious to you and comes to give you a clean heart. Also in Christ Jesus, we have true righteousness. No blinding sign we ask, no wonder from above. Lord, help us place our trust alone in your unswerving love. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 has the famous verse, which is the great exchange that takes place between us and Christ. On the cross, he became sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. His sin was placed upon us, and now, our sin was placed upon him, and his righteousness is placed upon us. He took all of our sin upon himself like a dirty rag, and now, in that great exchange, he clothes us in the white robe of his righteousness, in the color purple and scarlet, is reminding us that our robes were made white in the blood of the Lamb. He became sin for us who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. This is true righteousness from a gracious Lord who gives us a clean heart. And lastly, we have a lasting treasure. When lures of easy gain with promise brightly shine, Lord, help us seek your kingdom first, our wills with yours align. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your Father in heaven wants you to pray to him, to fast before him, to give to the needy, but do it in secret. Your heavenly Father desires to see humility and love for others. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives us a lasting treasure, not a treasure that's destroyed by moth or thieves. Perhaps something very valuable was stolen from you. Maybe you went into the closet and your favorite coat is eaten up by moths, and your car that you valued for so long is filled with rust. Everything in this world returns to dust and ashes. Lay up for your treasures, Jesus. Lay up for yourselves, Jesus says, treasures in heaven. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Have you noticed that Jesus doesn't say, where your heart is, there your treasure will be? He says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. If you treasure money, that's where your heart will go. If you treasure fame and influence, that's where your heart will go. If you treasure God and Jesus and His righteousness and the Word of God and forgiveness, life, and salvation, that is where your heart will go. So that's the thought for you this 40 days of Lent. May your heart treasure that which is eternal. Christ walked the road our wandering feet must go. Stay with us through temptation's hour to fight our ancient foe. As we fight that ancient foe, may we, during this season, treasure God's word, Christ, and eternal life above all. And when you treasure that, that is where your heart will go during Lent and throughout all of your life. Grant us repentance and faith to treasure Christ above all during Lent. To Jesus be glory forever. Amen. May the peace of Christ sustain us unto everlasting life. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Please take a pad from the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to fill out, especially your name, and if you're communing today, they can be placed in the basket in the narthex as we depart. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Thank you.
Church, we stand to pray. Let us pray. O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you laid up for those who are repentant, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Service and Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
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 Almighty God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, in body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Oh,
blood of Christ shed for you.
Take and eat the body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Yeah.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you have strengthened us through the same in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. Keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow.